This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So have you thought about going back? I mean, I don't know if it's a big deal or not.
No, I'm not really thinking of it too much like that. It's I was there for a while, but at the same time, not that long because I had so much injuries over the years. There's been a lot of turnover while I was there, and in the 6 months I've been gone. So it's you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
Is it? This is a weird question, but does it seem like a long time ago? You know, like, I know it's only been, you've only been
right,
3 months,
right.
But still, there's a lot has happened in the last few months.
Yeah, it does. I do have great memories there, but I also, like, am totally indifferent. I'm just very indifferent about the situation, to be honest. Like, and it's nothing against them or anything like that. It's kind of just, I don't know, because typically I am like a, you know, an emotional guy. Like, I pitch with emotion. It's like I have a lot of gratitude for them, but I really have no emotion about the situation.
Well, the reality is that now you're gonna have 8 years here,
but yeah,
you know, it's pretty much locked in,
right?
And like you said, it was sort of like you were there, but it was like it was, you know, roller coaster.
Right.
Different roles, different places.
Right.
Yeah, so.
It feels essentially like, just because last year was like my first year starting, like 2020 through 2023 feel like a really long time ago. Like, I feel like last year kind of felt like it was my first year there, because it was my first, you know, season since 21, my first full season. Mm. Yeah.
And you were locked in. I mean, you were just like,
yeah,
I know what I'm doing when I get to the park.
Yeah.
You know, for the full thing.
Right.
The, you know, this is sort of a, I don't know, like, was there a time when you're drafted, you're young, and
right,
you do feel like, I'm going to be here, this is the franchise, I'm going to be here for the rest of the time. Did you feel that right up until the end, or, I mean, maybe up until last year when all the rumors started?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, from the moment you're drafted, you're looking towards, I mean, you're not looking towards it. From the moment you're drafted, you're looking towards debuting. Once you debut, now you're figuring out what arbitration is for the first time, because guys in the clubhouse are going through it. And then as you kind of start to hear about that, I feel like I was looking forward to that. And then once I hit ARB with them, it was like, okay, next step's free agency.
Yeah. The business takes over. Right. And like, oh, I'm going to wear this uniform forever.
I think that, you know, after being drafted, it was like, maybe that was a thought, like be there forever. But I feel like once you get into a big league clubhouse and it's like, you know, I was 21 playing with Encarnacion. I don't know how old he was at the time, probably 36, 37, 38. And it's like, you know, he's been with tons of different teams, has had a great career. And it's like, more often than not, unless you're, you know, Canerco or Veritech, it's like, not many people are spending their entire career with one team.
No. Was there a guy that you talked to, you remember early on about that dynamic or?
Not necessarily. Because, you know, it's like I said, I'm with guys that have been, you know, all across the league. It's like Liam in the bullpen in 21 was on like his, I don't know, seventh org or something like that. But then it's like, we also have, you know, Cody Hoyer, Aaron Bummer, you know, who were drafted by the team. And then, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of just like, I'm trying to find a reason, but that thought was never in my mind.
So what is the, now that you've only been in this city for a little bit.
Yeah, but for a week.
That's true.
Yeah.
You find your way around?
Yeah. No, still kind of getting to know it. It's like, it's weird this early in the year, first time really in the city, like it still feels kind of like a road trip in a way. Like it does feel like our home stadium, but when I go home, it's like I don't know where I'm at or where I'm going to eat breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
In Chicago, did you have to stay in the same place? Do you locked in the same?
Yeah, I was, I moved around a bit. Like, we were in Streeterville, like, on the Mag Mile 1 year. We were in Lincoln Park. We were in West Loop for a couple of years. So it was like, I felt like I had a good basis of knowledge, like, wherever I was at in the city. Like, I still used fucking GPS there. It's not like I was like,
yeah, you locked
knew
it.
Everything. I knew all the back and side streets and stuff. But it was like, yeah, I mean, it's just different, you know. Like I said, been here for five, six days, however long it's been.
And just the last thing, like we've talked about the communication with the front office with Chris, like even leading into last year, right? Yeah. And then even like the trade deadline and even like into the off season. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like for the last year with all this uncertainty, there was good communication.
100%. 100%. Even, even after, like you're talking about Getz, right?
Yeah.
Me and Getz had a relationship prior to him being promoted to GM. And, you know, our conversations were, you know, always, like, they were always a little deeper than, hey, how you doing? Just because we had a prior relationship. So once he was elevated to that role, not a whole lot changed. Obviously, he's got a little bit more responsibility, and you know, now he's doing the media in the dugout. He's not just, you know,
but it helps,
walking through the building.
But it helps when you get into your stuff.
100%.
But that you have that relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
I had a lot of respect for Getz and appreciation for him, and that remained true all throughout the season, even up until being traded. It's something that he had to do for the team that he's running. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Thanks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The women
Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.